This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Children are naturally curious, inquisitive beings, but getting them to study something they aren't interested in can be a difficult task. Teachers and parents often find themselves resorting to rewards in the form of stars, promises of high grades and wonderful careers, or threats of punishment. But what if rewards and threats aren't the answer? Natural curiosity is sometimes referred to as intrinsic motivation. Studies have found that children who see learning as fun and important are better at it, and it's easy to understand why. It's difficult to study something we aren't engaged with, and if we're passionate about the info we're digesting, it feels more fulfilling. Extrinsic motivation, things like rewards and punishment, does have its uses too. Praise and stimulation based on achieving good grades or fear of reprisal has been acknowledged to motivate older students. However, it seems that at an early age, it doesn't have as much effect. So, if it's the case that natural curiosity is motivation for better learning, how can we stimulate that interest? According to some experts, the key is to allow some degree of autonomy and freedom. Let the child see their learning as their free will. If you want to teach a child to read, let them choose which book they use. Whether it's a graphic novel, TV guide, or classic literature, the aim of stimulating their appetite for reading is still met. Likewise, build a relationship with them as learners. Listen to their negative feelings. Explain why an activity is valuable, even if it isn't exactly fun. So it seems that the key to motivating children, especially the young ones, might come from stimulating that intrinsic motivation. Maybe it's time to unleash them from the reins of threats and rewards and give them a bit more choice of how they learn.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.